Like the,
that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, they work. And,
well, I guess if you broke it, you'd have to try to blame it on one of the other
Yeah, that's always been the case. That lay it on to somebody else if you can. If you,
As a child, and if somebody asked you how much water did you drink, what would you say?
A glass or a dipper, or that we used a dipper in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
See now,
mm-hmm.
We don't use a bucket here now. We've got these hydrants, so don't use a bucket. But we had the well and the cistern or the spring, and we carried it into the house in a bucket. Well, there was a dipper. It might be a gourd now,
mm-hmm.
or a dipper. And it might be a glass. Now the glass come, some people use the glass. We had a glass a dipper that was a glass bowl about the size of that tumbler there. It was on a hanner, and a screw through it to hold it to this wooden hanner.
Mm-hmm.
And,
was there plenty enough in the house that you could drink lots of water?
If there wasn't, well, we'd bring it in, yeah. And begin to get warm. Well, they poured it out in the chicken trough for some was, and it went to the well or the cistern. There's always plenty of water now to drink. That's been for
the chickens had a trough too.
They had troughs to drink to water out of, just like pigs do. And the hogs. Yeah, that's the way they watered the chickens. They kept watering chickens. The chickens all run out in the yard. They didn't keep them up. There's no general setting hens up trying to break them or setting. But whereas the chickens run out in the yard and in the barn lots or out in the fields and picked the bugs and things up. And they had kept water in the trough for them to drink.
Do they drink a lot of water?
They do. In the summer months, they do. They drink a lot of water. Now, sheep's is the other way around.
Oh.
You take sheep and drink more water in the winter time. This job in the well in the summertime, for they take the water, they take it from the grass, the dew, in the grass. Now if it just turned dry and get to where there's no dew on the grass, he would drink more water.
Mm-hmm. If you had your dinner on the table and the family was standing around waiting to start, you might say, well, hurry up and
come on to dinner. Dinner's ready, come on to dinner.
And if you wanted them to get down to the table, you'd say, well, just go on and
sit down.
And so then after that, then everybody went ahead and
they go ahead to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And now in my growing up at the table, if we wanted anything on the table that we couldn't reach,
mm-hmm.
we'd say thank you for the bread or taters or meats or whatever it was. Now that's the way we was raised up. The big percent of people was in my part of the country raised that way, the children raised up that way.
Well, did everyone sit down at the same time?
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
That was in tens. We all went to the table together.
And then you
all sat down at the table together. We all got up in time to eat in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all there. If we had something gone somewhere, so we came home, it was all there. We was all expected to come in to the table and sit down together and eat together. And we all, now, when I went to school, we all carried the dinner to school. And it didn't matter how many there was in the family, they carried it in one bucket.
Oh, they did.
And they didn't care separate.
Uh-huh.